Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This song still gives me stress because in the Glover Band, we always played it at the end of the night, and I could either sing the hell out of it or I couldn't squeak out a note. And I never knew until I started. So, oh God, not going to do it.
What's going to happen?
So now this is going to go. Once we got Jimmy in the band, that first note came out like, he's like, here I go. Jimmy Griffin's going to sing AC/DC. I miss the band. Those were good times.
Yeah.
Really good times. Doesn't Annie and Katie have a band? Maybe I can get in on that.
I don't know.
Maybe they need a drummer. A singing drummer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Second ukulele.
I know Wiggins would start a band with you in a heartbeat.
A boy band. The world's worst boy band.
Wiggins play an instrument?
I'd be the cute one. Wiggins is the bad boy. I don't know. Seems like he'd play the organ.
Yeah.
Straight up. Just does. Seems like he'd have one of those at home where you like hold the button down like on a, what's it?
Accordion?
Accordion, then you play over here. Man, I could never, like, drums made sense to me because they're physical. Like, guitar, I've never improved since fourth grade. Piano, forget it. Like, just, like, you play. It just makes no sense to me. It just makes no sense. How you can, like, make a, anyway.
Make a what?
Like a chord, just like that.
It's the easiest thing in the world, actually.
Not to me.
I think piano is, if you learn piano, it helps you pick up pretty much any other instrument.
I agree with that.
With more ease.
I agree with that. Maybe I'm just lazy. Maybe I things that I say like, oh, I'm good at that. Oh, I'm not good at that. I have a hole in my repertoire for that. Maybe I'm just lazy. Probably just lazy. Even things like, I'm not good at math. Okay. When was the last time you tried? Ninth grade.
Great.
How hard did you try? Not at all. All right, good. Well, you're probably right. No, I can be great at math.
Right.
Like you don't, like Rach, you're talking about maybe yesterday or the day before, how much you regret, it was yesterday, not taking your studies more seriously because later in life you realize, oh, this is a lot of fun.
It's just easier to work hard than it is to slack off.
It is.
I really believe 100%.
That. 100%. I think of all the jobs I had where I was literally hiding. That's so much harder than cleaning the damn floor at Mr. Donut or teaching kids to read at the grade school that I worked at as opposed to hiding
in
a PE room.
Wait, you hid from teaching children to read?
100%.
That kind of makes you a bad person.
Well.
Those kids just wanted to learn and Dave's like,
no,
I'm going to go.
No, they didn't. They did not.
Oh, okay. Well,
see
if they
you
didn't
as much
want
as
to.
You wanted to see them.
Yeah. No, they wanted to, like, funny Mr. Glover's here. Let's jack around. Sometimes I felt like jacking around. Sometimes I didn't. Plus, I was 21. So anyway, Tony, I've not seen the latest Biden gaffe about D-Day. What was it?
Oh, it was the same interview with Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf.
Where he farted?
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, D-Day.
Hold on, I'll pull it up really quick.
So, at the fart.
Yeah.
So at the end of that interview, I think it was at the end of the interview. He's talking about, and this is one of those stories. I wouldn't even be talking about this if it wasn't the campaign's cover-up.
Mm-hmm.
The cover-up is so ridiculous that it makes it worse. That you don't... So, like, the gaffe, whatever. Probably just let it slide. But when they double down then it's like, okay, now you're acting
a lot of that
like,
going around.
Now you're acting like I'm stupid, and your cover up is like, oh, it's just this explanation. You, why would you even bring it up? Because it's so simple that he meant this. No, it wasn't. Now you're making me stupid. Now you're making me sound stupid, or acting like I'm stupid, and that makes me want to talk about the story that otherwise I probably wouldn't be talking about. So, you know, Joe Biden's from Delaware. You know, he's known. You know, he ties himself to Delaware a lot, and so he's talking to the Pennsylvania governor at the end of the deal. And I don't know how it got started, but he. The Pennsylvania governor says, you know, Delaware was once part of Pennsylvania. And Biden points at him and says, yeah, but we declared our independence on December 7th. It's not just D-Day, December 7th.
Gotcha.
December 7th was the day
Japanese
of Pearl Harbor, yeah. Not D-Day. D-Day was June 6th. And
he's only 6 months off.
And Delaware declared its independence on June 15th.
Not even D-Day.
Not December 7th.
So it has nothing to do with anything.
So again, so he's wrong on both accounts. So he says, yeah.
Oh, Joe.
And it's one of those, like, he's pointing at, and you know, like, pointing at him and like, yeah, right. but we declared our independence on December 7th. It's not just D-Day. Shaking his finger. It's not just D-Day. Ha. So
maybe he didn't mean to say just. Maybe he meant to say it's not
D-Day.
So they didn't.
It's not Christmas.
They didn't declare their independence on December 7th, and December 7th is not D-Day. December 7th is Delaware Day, which was the day that Delaware ratified their constitution. But, as people have pointed out, nobody has ever called, even in Delaware, they don't call Delaware D-Day.
Right.
The campaign came out afterwards when people were like, Joe Biden doesn't even know when D-Day is. He was wrong on both accounts. He's saying that Delaware declared their independence on this day, and that he's saying that December 7th is D-Day. And the campaign came out and said, no, Joe is very astute in Delaware history, and he was talking about how December 7th is Delaware Day, and that's what they call Delaware. That's what they call Delaware Day and Delaware D-Day, and that's what he meant when he said it's not just D-Day. Okay, no, that's not what he meant. That's not what he meant. That's what makes me mad.
Self-described Deli Boy.
That's what makes
me
mad. Is we all know that he just made a mistake. He
right.
Momentarily confused Pearl Harbor and D-Day, which is funny, but it's not a big story. But it's when you come out, it's when the campaign comes out and says, no, you dummies, he's a Delaware guy. He was talking about Delaware Day. And apparently nobody in Delaware
ever heard of it.
Calls Delaware Day D-Day. They've never heard of Delaware Day, but they don't
for
refer
obvious
to it
reasons.
As D-Day. For obvious reasons.
One, it's not D-Day. And two, if it were on D-Day, you wouldn't call it that because
right.
D-Day's D-Day.
D-Day,
call it
yeah.
double
you don't
D-Day.
Put another, yeah. There's not two D-Days.
Yeah.
So
it's like if your birthday is 9/11.
Right. Right. They don't. So again, it's the cover up that makes me so mad. It's the scrambling to try to fix something that he said.
Can I tell you something?
I'm much more comfortable with him saying, I got Pearl Harbor and D-Day mixed up in a quick little back and forth with the governor. My mistake. I'm sorry.
I feel that
That's
way.
That's fine.
I feel the way that you feel about that 99% of the time in my life. Anytime Kelly
cover up?
McElhenney, whatever her name is, talks,
yeah.
I feel like you must really think I'm a rube.
Right.
And anytime Nancy Pelosi talks, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I feel that way about all of them.
Mm-hmm. Whenever they're trying to explain their mistakes, and it's always in a very condescending fashion.
It's never that, like, they made a mistake.
Yeah, it's never that they made a mistake.
You guys are dumb.
President's same way. Pelosi, I mean, all of them. They act like, yeah, they act like we're the dummies when he wasn't talking about Delaware Day. And even if he was wrong, even if he was still wrong. That wasn't the day the Delaware declared that he was still wrong. It doesn't make the explanation still doesn't make any sense. So to use that and to try to tell everybody that we're wrong, look, he made a mistake. It's okay to make a mistake sometimes. I wouldn't even be talking about this if they would have said, look, it was a quick little back and forth. He meant Pearl Harbor Day. He didn't mean D-Day, whatever. But to say, oh, no, no, he wasn't talking about D-Day. He was talking about Delaware Day, which, as you know, is also called D-Day. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's so rare when someone just steps up and says the truth, first of all. And
right.
Secondly, if they say something incorrectly or inartfully, they just go, that's on me.
Yeah. And you get so much, I don't understand.
Like Elon Musk. I think Elon Musk is a insane genius and a weirdo, but God love him when he says, hey, if we're successful, it's everyone's success. And right. if we fail, it's mine. Good for you.
Yeah. That's, people don't do that anymore.
How refreshing.
And don't you always trust people, believe people more that are willing?
God,
that
yes.
That you know have, will call their own mistakes? So
like
I don't
in
understand.
A romantic relationship or even a friendship.
Yeah.
If you're having a fight and someone goes, this is me, this is all me, the next time you're much more likely to not go on the attack.
Yeah.
Because you know you're with someone who's just, yeah, you know. Yeah.
Cut critical health care programs or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost of...
That is the saddest fart ever. The fart itself is sad. Do it again.
And cut critical health care programs or stop work on roads and bridges. So
yeah, the fart's like, I'm in Joe Biden's butt. So, I'm the saddest fart there is. I'm getting out of here, and he just
and
fell out of his butthole.
Yeah,
what does the human cost?
It's very weak.
Yeah, I believe that guy was playing the long game with the D-Day thing. I believe that.
Right.
The man who farted.
Yes.
Look, and we've all farted, but just hold it in during the governor interview, dude.
You get more credibility if you're willing to call.
Who's the last politician you really trusted?
I've never trusted any politician.
Yeah.
I trusted Bernie to an extent. I thought Bernie was the real deal.
Yeah, I didn't think Bernie was necessarily
a paragon
of virtue.
Yeah, I wasn't like, finally someone who 100% matches up with my ideals, but I thought that he meant what he said.
Yeah,
that's the only politician I've ever looked at and actually thought, like, you know
what,
I think he's
telling me the truth about what he thinks.
Yeah, the only one that I can think of.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one. I can't come up with anybody.
Rand Paul's like that. Like he usually, you know, whether you agree with him or not, to the same way that Rachel just explained Bernie Sanders.
I felt that way about George Bush. I didn't agree with everything George Bush did.
Yeah.
But I always felt like he was a good person
and
tried to tell the truth.
Yeah. W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of HW memories.
I remember whenever he was grabbing all those butts.
That's his dad.
You said HW.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes.
He was a butt
tiny,
grabber.
I don't know what the W
He was in the wheelchair, so he had perfect.
Oh, yeah. He was in range.
He was right at the right height.
Let's just listen to it one more time.
And cut critical health care programs or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost?
So... That's the noise you make after you just farted.
If you get caught lying about, you know, a bill, you know, like the purpose behind a bill and it like and it's nefarious and you get caught, I understand why you do everything you can to cover it up. But when you just simply misspeak.
Yeah, just own up to I misspeak on this show 85 times a day. Who cares?
What's the point? I don't understand what damage politicians and their handlers think it's going to
do to
them.
They're so terrified of the other side being like, he got D-Day and Pearl Harbor mixed up. He's not a true patriot. There's a very low likelihood that would happen,
but
it might happen.
But it's hard to... You look terrible then. If you're attacking them after they say, look, I misspoke. I apologize. Yeah.
Then you look like the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's much harder to attack you. It is easy to attack you. When you double down and make up a story that I didn't really mean D-Day, I meant Delaware Day.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.